assumption. So we've avoided applying other control mechanisms by applying this one. Can get a little patriotism out of it. We can raise the cash, we can signal to the Arabs that we're going to spend $X billion of R&D, so we're not going to be that dependent on you. So it's more than just raising money. Sure, I realize it's negative economics. The goal is anything that we do has some negative economics.
No, it's a negative politics.
Negative politics. It has a negative politics. Personally, anything we do has some negative politics, is which do we choose versus which other. That's really the problem, to do nothing.
Mr. President, I think that the people of the country are concerned about energy and concerned about inflation. I'm not so sure that each wants to take any more out of his pocket, though, if they have to finance it, whether it's through an excise tax or an income tax. I think they'd be pretty concerned about that, and I think that would be a very hard thing to sell. I think the thing that you mentioned, Roy, about the business savings, that kind of thing, a tax on business gets set aside or what have you, I think people would buy that kind of thing. I think they would see that. In fact, they'd probably cheer a little bit about
that. That's why it's packaged on pieces. The law will go good. It's got to be packaged so that the total package seems not to be regressive. The total package seems to be heavily on business, and there's something that individuals have to pay, but heavily on business. Because business at the moment stands in a poor bargaining position when it comes up to these negotiations, and we've got to be seen doing something about those big profits. It can be both pulling the big profit makers in to account for their profits in terms of inflation price control, or it can also be the form of compulsory savings applied just to business earnings itself. But I agree, gasoline tax during the law is bad politics. That gasoline tax could be packaged, though, with other things that would mishandle it.
What's the
question? President, I think I have to find our remarks to these observations. There are two or three things that can be done in the next week or 10 days that are on the price weight control area, which can be visible and helpful. One, we have pending before us a request by the steel company to increase their prices by about 4.8% sheet steel and strip, which constitute about 40% of the products in the steel industry. How we handle that, whether we hold a hearing, as the statute might seem to mandate, whether we call them in to discuss it. The data are now available, and that's one opportunity to do something visible. Second, the forms that are now coming into us as a result of the May 2nd action, that were the pre-notification forms and the profit forms, are now before us, and we could do a fairly visible profit sweep through the companies as these matters come in. And I think show great concern about that, as Roy just said. The area of executive compensation, these large increases in some corporations, as you will recall, the president was a matter of labor members of our labor management meeting talked about in the event that you asked, and we are definitely going to do something to that. There are three. We could extend our pre-notification thing in any number of ways. Go to a lower tier of companies, you could put 2 months instead of 1 month, you could put all kinds of 1%. There are any number of ways in which the pre-notification thing could be rearranged if it was thought to do so. So there are a group of things that can be done on the wage and price side. There's one other group of measures present, which I have been very strong for, and which I think have been helpful in one or two cases. I believe that the fact that the lumber prices have now come down very much, I think will continue to decline, has been very substantially related to the supply measures which we have jointly taken with the Agricultural Department and others. And it seems to me those measures can also be extended to scrap steel, where the government owns all kinds of scrap steel and they're trading measures to get them sold. That will be an important component in the price of steel. Helpful. There are a whole series. that the cattle boom is out of hand, I would like to ask one question better than they joined one suggestion. I think it's very important, Arthur, to know whether this is cattle equipment, machine tools, and so forth, and to what extent it is construction. The extent that I have a day-to-day feeling of construction, as you know I do, my feeling is that the capacity aspects of this are not yet upon us. And I'm not only talking about those currently in effect, but the orders that come. Though I must say I'm much distressed, as George Schultz knows, by the decision of the oil companies, having not built oil refineries for 5 or 6 years, to all of a sudden announce that they're going to build chemicals.
We're not yet out of the woods. We just do not. Now, I agree with Arthur that the behind relationship 566-67. That's my view, at least. They're high in relation to 69 and 70. But my God, that was the lowest they've been since 1938. If you remember, we talked about it. We decided you had to do something about it. Now, obviously, I don't know the answer to this. If present corporate profits and present economic activity is such that it's going to trigger big wage escalations, then we ought to do something. But if that's the problem, that isn't identified as the problem. Now, rate inflation, yes, it's number one on the hit for rates, as far as people are concerned. Inflation, well, what is the rate of inflation? Rate of inflation is slightly in excess of 6%, say 6.5. But every single economic study that I know anything about predicts that during the last half of this year it'll be 4%, not over 4%. That means that the rate's not going up, it's coming down during the last half of the year. So I don't see anything to be concerned about that. Now,
if it's on the way down,
if it's on the way down, at 4% we can live with it. It's not as if well, we had 3.5 last year, but of every European country, the lowest of any European country is about 6.6%. But from that up to in excess of 10%. So if we can keep the rate during the last half of this year around 4%, I just don't think we've got that much of a problem. Now, I think we have a political problem. I think we have a psychological problem that Arthur alluded to, a fairly major proportion. If that be true, then let's talk about it. Let's address ourselves to that type of a solution. But I'm not sure if you've been doing that. I think there's some things we can do. We can conjure up some things that give us some reason to talk about it. My own answer, and I do have a partial answer to it, is that we do come up with one or two things that we think are politically acceptable, whether or not they make great economic sense or have an enormous economic impact.
But outside the point. Not a freeze.
No.
Anybody for a freeze at this moment?
Mr. President, we've been debating these questions. I've been debating these questions. And we have just as conscientious as we chose. We have a recent agreement. The most important reason for a freeze that I would see is that if you order a freeze tomorrow, next week, and then for a 30-day period of freeze on prices, that compels us to work out a policy within 14 days. If we can work out a persuasive, attractive policy without a freeze, I prefer it. Now, as yet, I don't see it. Now, there's one point I'd like to make about the stock market. I don't pretend to be an expert on the stock market, but I do know that a rising interest rate has a strong negative influence on the stock market. And I do know also, or I think I know, that if the general public comes to feel that we've got inflation under control, the stock market, I think, will revive, and I don't think we're necessarily stuck for 18 months, if I thought so, I'd be much more worried. I think if we have a credible anti-inflation policy, and if people stop worrying about these escalating interest rates, do you know what's been happening to interest rates? My God, they're shooting up on the interest rate in sight. Now you take the federal, the prime rate is up to 7.25, it's going towards 8. And we'll be there in 5 or 6 weeks.
At the same time, there have been, it seems to me, rather remarkable relative stability of long-term rates.
That's true.
There hasn't been any big run up of that.
Not in terms of
buyers and sellers looking at the long-term thing about the credibility of our efforts on inflation.
John, what do you think of gas tax? I don't think it's all that bad, but I wouldn't do it as a taxpayer. I'd do it as an energy. And obviously, if you put it on taxes of any kind, it's no good, but you defend it on the basis of, you defend it on the political basis of what you have to do to rescue, you don't say this, but in effect you say, to rescue this nation from bondage of the Arab world.
Thank you.
the right interest rates from Wall Street, that's a carbon problem.
Yes, sir.
It usually does have problems.
My point is that with the economy running pretty well in many ways, and with the prospect, and this is only a gut reaction, that the inflation is going to cool, I do not want to take any action which we hold, or which I can destroy what is good about the present situation in order to get an illusory, what could be an illusory benefit on the, shall we say, consumer confidence political side. Now, I, having said that, I, of course, more as John is, John Connolly, am more keenly aware of political problems than the rest of them. I have to be. And for that reason, let me say that when you have, as you do have at the present time, in the country and in the Congress and so forth, a feeling about why the hell doesn't the government do something, when you have that kind of a feeling, what you have to realize is that we helped create that feeling. We have made the American people, by our honest action and rest, we made them feel rather comfortable with the controls and the kind of life. They thought they were working well. They wonder why the hell did we get rid of them. Now, by us having treated them like children, it's very difficult for them, for us to say, now, trot along, boys, trot along on your own. And by children, I mean your financial writers and all the rest of the rest, so forth and so on. Let me put it this way. Except on Main Street, where the attitude is more healthy, generally speaking, deep down, what you have is a feeling that, again, this is pretty apart from the current political problems. You frankly have a feeling of insecurity, a desire to balance. The feeling is, why can't Washington solve all of my problems? That's really the heart of this thing. Wall Street looks here. Your elections look here for us. Now, what we really, what I'm saying is this, I think, have been very period, but there's just a hell of a lot of people in this country, the so-called leaders, who have, who don't believe in free enterprise anymore, who really want control, who feel that that's the best way to work it. So we're in a strange box. We're in a strange box. None of us really believe in control. I don't, very strong. Even if people want it, you don't give people something they want when you know it's bad. And yet, having said that, we cannot operate in a vacuum in these things. You cannot, what is it? You cannot just go along with the status quo. An overwhelming majority of people may want something done. Even though they may not know what. But what we have to do is to find something to do that is least wrong, what you call it, Canada, least wrong, and that is most civil. Now, the ideas that I've heard, that I hear today, I know they were in that direction. I mean, I didn't hear that direction. I don't think your paper would argue for doing that. You just said you'd like to take a look at week.
I don't think that we are, even if we do nothing more, we're not going to do nothing to stop it. We are doing a lot, we have allowed the impression to grow up that we are in favor of doing nothing, that we are doing nothing, even though we have this enormous program. So that's one thing that, right, even if we do nothing more, we're doing something. But also, I agree with the question that I'm going to do something more.
Right, you would.
Yes.
What we would like to have, what I would like to have, let us say, we're looking now at, say, Tuesday of next week. What I'd like to have is, you'll be back to see Friday now, so my question, of course, Richard, right? Ireland's one of Paris.
The first time I'm closer to
when are you going?
I'm from the which you were doing that for. That's what we did before. We wrestled with the damn thing. I'm not spending now a slam bang August 15, 1971 program. That isn't what it's called for. I am not for a freeze. I think art is unrealistic. That's just my own feeling at the present time to think. But we'll take a look at any freeze in the term program. But I think the main part is anything, any action tends to shoot me enormously on sentiment and panic is the wrong thing right now. Because part of the problem now is the feeling of sentiment. I'm looking at the psychology, you understand, which is not the economics of Germany.
This Monday.
Oh, a week from today.
This is
talk about the fact that the things aren't the way, because they are good, but, you know, the only point is people want them better. You know, we can talk, for example, the light bulb all the time, like, the bus is always making this speech to the housewives. You spend the lowest percent of your wage dollar on food of any person in this civilized world. She says hamburgers too, goddamn hot. That's what she said.
Well, see, we need to come up with some ideas. You may not buy it, but I recommend the SEC that they put a regulation on institutions that they can't market over 5% of their holdings in any one stock in any one month or something. They'll lock the hell out of these mutual funds and banks, but it showed up in corporations.
Thank you. Have a good night.